4 CPA Mobile. Make up your mind, are you portable or are you mobile?
Okay, handy-talky mobile. I'm on a handy-talky with a rubber duck inside my truck, and it looks like it's making it out of the truck and up to Caesar's head.
You need to stick your head out the window or something so you can hit the repeater a little bit better. COVID shot, my first one, so hadn't fallen over dead or anything, so I guess it's okay. They make you sit there 15 minutes. I guess if it's, you're going to have a reaction, it's going to happen in the first 15 minutes.
Starting on March the 8th, I think, is when it goes down to 55, and we'll be able to get in the queue. I was supposed to research that last night, how you get in the queue, but I didn't do it.
Yeah, heck, by the time you get your shot, HERD, and you won't even have to get the shot.
Yes, mobile. Yeah, they want us all to get it. My cousin made a post that he said back in January the 2nd it was 300,000 a day, and now it's down to 54,000 a day. So we're doing much better, but we got to eradicate it. That means everybody gets a shot.
DOS is in there. Go ahead.
Hey, David. Just went over to Best Buy and picked me up a new computer. Got me a one with a solid state drive. I don't know how that's going to work, but I'll find out when I get home, I guess. But I hope y'all are having a great day, getting that shot and all that good stuff.
Even with that drive, Gary, it's going to be real fast. Go ahead, David. W4DJW.
Yeah, I just got my first shot at the old Kmart. Boy, that place, I tell you, it looks, I remember Tom saying it, that thing looks huge when it's empty. It doesn't look anything like its former self.
My number yet, David. As soon as I get my number, I guess I'll have to go over there and get my first one.
Number.
Family doctor did that for me. I don't know how they did it, whatnot. Joey had to go out there, and he said that we both needed to get one, and we said, well, we'll get it if you'll tell us how, and he said, we'll take care of it, and they'll send you a number. And I said, okay, so I ain't got my number yet. Shot, and which mine's at the end of the month, and then
can sit there 15 minutes and then you get up and leave.
They're out there keying up, but they ain't saying nothing. That's a... Oh, well, you must be one of them crazy people. But David, that don't sound too bad. Rusty, WU2T, got his first shot. Him sick. He's getting old legs a whole lot better now. He called the sideman net last night. And that's where I heard it made him sick. But I hope that everything goes well with you and your ride after getting the shots and all of that. Get your second one and get it all over with, then you won't have to worry about it anymore.
K9JDT. Roger, Dave. Is K9JDP is jammed down in Gray Court.
9. Okay, gotcha. Sorry about that. I'm deaf in one ear and I can't hear out of the other one, so.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, me and my wife, boy, had both of our shots. My mother-in-law is 94. She's had her both of her shots, and none of us have had any problems whatsoever. Other than just a little bit of soreness in the arm when we got the shots. That's the only issues we've had.
Oh, man, to that death in one ear and blind in the other. NGRLTR.
Is there any way that you can block certain people from getting on the repeater?
They went to neighborhood, KI4DOS mobile.
Said from Kansas, you can't get them out of there.
It's a virus. Good morning, gentlemen. I say that with some reservation.
That was one. It'd be 4CBA.
I was waiting on the GPS to quiet down here. It's unlike me. Well, good morning. I heard Gary in there. Who else is in there?
There's a whole gang of us in here.
JDP.
Good morning, Jim. Rear DX there. Glad to hear you, my friend. And Gary, go ahead and make one.
Good morning, Jim. Dave, W4DJW is in there too. He's on a HT mobile. And I was just going to say, Dave, if I have any trouble swapping this stuff over off my laptop on this desktop, I'm going to call you.
That worked for me, Gary, if you still hear me. I'm hopping out to unload the truck. Nathan got my truck, brakes working good. I'm enjoying my new... It's my old truck, it's my new truck. Anyway, no problem, Gary. Just jumping out to unload.
Yeah, I'm loading your truck. Glad you got it all straightened out. I don't know whose turn it is, but somebody else go ahead and pick it up. Jim, go ahead and you pick it up down there in Great Court.
Roger. Yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. Yep. Hey, glad you got that new truck. Got the brakes, whatever there. Dave, yeah, good to hear you in there. Tom, you and Miss Bernice, I guess, are doing well. Good to hear you in there. And Dave, KBCBA, I hope you're doing well, too. You got that first shot. You'll have a little soreness in arm, but that'll be all you have.
KB4CBA. Well, I told her to give it my left arm, so, because all I do is toss the tennis ball with it, so hopefully it won't affect my serve. But anyway, I didn't feel a thing, so still don't feel anything, so, I didn't even know when she gave me the shot, so. Okay. So, anyway, I might fall over dead here in a minute. Who knows? Be all right with me. Oh, Lordy. It's a beautiful day out here. Tell you what. Let's see, who's next? Dave, are you still in there?
He was on the H team getting pretty scratchy, Dave. Well, you can use that shot now in a sore arm for your excuse instead of old age and deaf in one ear and blind in the other eye, whatever you said. We are headed down to, or up to, whatever, Inman, to pick up some yard seed and whatever. Amy ordered it. And truck was full this morning. Everybody's ordering stuff. And she gets it from, she's got licenses and stuff, so she gets it from a distributor over there. So that's where we're headed right now. And Jim, Bernice and I got our second shot, and we didn't have a sore arm, but that's the only side effects from the Pfizer vaccine we had. And I'd be interested to hear which one you got, Dave. And, Jim, I hope your health's improving too, K9JDP and 0TR.
Okay, let's see if I got it.
Yeah, I go Monday for my CAT scan. If that CAT scan comes up clear, then I go to the infectious disease doctor on Tuesday, and hopefully he'll give me a clean bill of health and release me. That'll be 14 months that I've been enduring this narcotia, which is a mold infection in my lungs, and I've been battling that thing. So, yeah, I'm tired of looking at four walls for sure. But, yeah, during that infection, I would have been a goner if I'd been around COVID-19 for sure. But, yeah, I appreciate the prayers and all everything else out there you guys have given me. And Tom, you and your missus there taking care of me and sending some care packages out to me. I appreciate that, too. All right, guys, I've just pulled up to my QTA, so I'm going to sign, but, yeah, good to be back in. And, Tom, I just picked up a little bit of the fertilizer to put around the pecan trees. So tell Bernice we're going to have some good pecans this next fall. You guys take care. 73 to all of you. K9JDP is clear with the group.
Okay, Jim, I thought of you last night. I was cracking out a few pecans I had left. Go ahead, Dave.
We're glad you're doing well, and keep it up. I'm surprised they let Tom go when he went in there. They should have sent him across the street there to Marshall Pickens.
Marshall Pickens. Well, I don't know what that is, but that's okay. Shoot. Did you go to Kmart Center, Dave?
Yes, and to answer your question, I did get the Pfizer shot. And Marshall Pickens is where is a hospital there at Memorial for the mentally ill. So, you know, that's where they should have sent you.
I resemble that. Go ahead, Gary. That's one, by the way, Dave.
All right, well, I gotta jump out here a second, unload a pack and play, and I'll be right back.
West and 0TR. Are you still there, Dave? Gary? This is 0TR mobile.
Mobile.
Call again.
Kilo 8 Hotel Alpha November. It's Brian. How are you, Tom?
Good morning, Brian. Almost a good dobbin. 11:46, my truck says here. My clock was messed up the other day because I had to put a new battery in my truck. How you doing today?
Not too bad. Knocking off a little early. Today's my birthday. My wife and I are headed to Charleston as soon as I get home here, probably in an hour or so.
Birthday. It's always great to turn 19.
I can't tell you how many times I've done that. I'm up to, 37 of those now or something, maybe 47. I got to do the math. 27. Whatever, I'm 51 today.
37 and dyslexic.
Yeah, because convenient sometimes when you get up there those tired years.
Tired years. shoot. Well, I guess we go to Wade Hampton, don't we, Bernice? Well, Brian, it's a magnificent day. Good Lord's blessed us with that. You know, we've been to Aldi's and then we went to Wally World. And went home and fixed a half of grapefruit, biscuits, and gravy. Oh, my eggs. It was, I'm full.
You know, someday I want to spend the day with you and Bernice. It always sounds like a pretty good time. Good simple life, but a lot of fun.
Come over, and we just need to wait a couple more weeks to get them antibodies built up and get this COVID stuff over with. But my nephew said it'd be about 2 weeks since we, after we get our shot, our last one. And we had that on the 2nd. So, doing very well and really, really thankful we've already got our vaccine.
Looking into how to do that, I don't think I'm quite eligible yet from a statewide perspective, but I think the VA is offering them to all veterans now, so I could probably go over there and get a shot.
But up till now, Greenville hasn't had them. I don't know what your location is, Brian. We're driving through Lyman right now, and of course we live in Greer. But you can go down to Columbia and most assuredly get a shot there.
I think I might as well wait until the whole family is eligible, or at least my wife, and, you know, we can get it at the same time and be on the same two-shot schedule. That would be a little more convenient for everybody, probably.
I'm 73 years old, and I didn't want to drive to Columbia just to get a shot and then have to go back a couple of weeks later and get that second one. That's a 250-mile round trip, and I don't enjoy being out there with them idiots on Highway 26 all that well anymore. It's a nice highway till you get within about 30 miles of Columbia, and then they go crazy.
It's being emitted from there that drives people's minds crazy. How serious are they about that second shot? Does it have to be exactly 20 days or whatever, or has it got a little plus or minus associated with it?
You got up to 42 days to get the second one, Brian.
Yeah, so one of the things that I was worried about is just working around my schedule. You know, if I'm going out of town or something like that, I can't get the shot if I have to get it exactly 20 days later. But with 42 days, it gives you some flexibility.
Sure, I'm positive about that, or I wouldn't give you that information. I've read it, I've been told that, and that is a fact.
Thank you, Dr. Tom, KP4CBA.
W4DJW.
What?
That's my truck. I'm going by Brown Road right now. I used to live on that road. Brown Road. Anyway, on my way back home from going to O'Neill, unloading a bunch of cardboard and doing some early spring cleaning today. Last day of vacation before I go back to work on Monday.
Go ahead, Brian, and pass her off today.
K8HAN, I'm done talking. If you're done, I'll go ahead and stand by and listen.
Oh, hey, Brian, this is David, KB4CBA. I think everybody else in here knows me, and probably some of them wish they didn't, but anyway. Oh, me. Well, I guess I'm headed back to the house and get to work on some more kitchen drawers, and get them ready to install.
Well, this is Gerald T.R. Mogul with the Man on the Mountain. Well, Dave, you get to experience a wonderful three-way stop. Good for you. Oh, boy, I'm so full as a tick. Bernice made biscuits and gravy and, oh, wow, all the trimmings. Sausage and eggs and a half a grapefruit. Well, Dave, someone told me the other day DOT was up there surveying that intersection, so maybe with a little luck we'll get a stoplight.
That would be a whole lot better, especially if it didn't. Build lines up as long as it's building them up now. That's a terrible place. And I'm coming up on it as we speak. But I got through it going to O'Neill pretty quick. And it looks like I'm going to make it through it the other way pretty quick this time, too, because there's only two cars between me and the stop sign. So that's pretty good. And David, while I was cleaning up, I'm rebuilding my airplane room. And while I was cleaning up, spring cleaning, I came across a whole bunch of old gas engines. I thought I got rid of all of them.
I found another spot pile of them, so if you're interested, let me know. We can meet up at the airfield. I can bring them up there and you can take a look at them. I don't ever plan on using them, so I don't sell them, so you can pick from the lot which ones you want.
W4DJ,
it'll be nice to meet you, Brian.
Meet you this morning, Brian, and stop by anytime. K8HAN
and
0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
I didn't get all of your transmission there, Dave, but all you found, but anyway. Found anything to do with RC airplanes that I guess it'd be interesting to look at.
You can four-stroke RC engines, a whole stockpile of them. Two-stroke, four-stroke RC engines. Did I come through clear at that time? I am climbing up on a hill as we speak.
Four-stroke RC engines. Four of them. Wow. Well, I don't understand why people don't want to, burn a little fuel there anymore, but I guess that's why we have vanilla and chocolate, because not everybody likes the same thing.
We have cleaned up after them for many, many years, are happy not to have to clean up after them anymore.
Going to run it through a car wash.
I was handled that very good. Stand up to the car wash.
Start it up and fly it through the car wash. How about that?
You know how that works out for you. And I'm pulling into the driveway to load up my second load. Anyway, you guys take care. Take care, Tom. Get you a nap after that big meal. W4DJW, I'll be clear.
Okay, Dave. Good to hear you. Your HD did pretty good. But you need to be break down, not be so cheap, and put your good mobile in that truck. Even though it's like this one, we don't use it that often, but it's sure nice. And it's a duplicate of one in the car, so us feeble brain guys can program them easier. 73's Dave. And before DJW in 0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
W2T mobile.
You did a good job with the net last night. Go ahead, KB4CBA.
Good to hear you, and catch you checking in last night. And it was about 60 people, so it was a good, fairly good net. And all good morning, Tom, for another 5 minutes anyway. And all. Pretty nice day out here. A little cool, but other than that, I like the sunshine. Go ahead, David.
Like the sunshine, and it can get a little warmer if it wants to. Oh, me. But I'm not playing any tennis today. I'm going to be working on the kitchen, getting it the way my wife, getting it put back together the way she wants it.
Can carry on for a little bit. I got to pay attention here. This GPS is taking me a little different direction, even though I thought Bernice was wrong. I should have known better. See you later, guys. This is 0TR. Go ahead, Rusty.
You know better than to not listen to Bernice and all. She's got it right 99.9% of the time. And the other 0.1% she's not even going to mention. So behave yourself out there. And also, anyway, so you're still playing cabinet man, huh there, Dave?
And she got me this little saw, and it's, I don't know what you call it, but it just has a little, about 2-inch blade on it, and it just vibrates back and forth. But it'll eat through some wood, and but I can't cut a straight line with it. Oh man, I guess I need to be using a handsaw, but it takes too much time, too much effort. And it's I just went by Canopy Car Wash on Wade Hampton, and they're lined up out the Wade Hampton and down the street. It's crazy. Everybody's getting their car wash.
Last week when I went hadn't got mine washed because I was, you know, they were lined up about four deep at the car wash last week. So, anyway, but, yeah, that's an oscillating saw, and they're very good. You just got to take your time with them. You can't do anything fast, and but they are good. And you're supposed to draw you a line on the wall before you start cutting it, you know. Get there and pop your line and then go with that and then follow the line. That way it's straight. You don't can't be blamed for being crooked.
ND7A with a quick comment.
Go ahead.
So Dave, mark your line on the wall, take your knife, utility knife, and score that line a little bit, and then your full multi-tool oscillating blade will follow that little score.
You know, I drew a line. I got in a sense. I mean, I've done carpenter work before. I used to frame houses back when I was in high school, and I remember all that stuff. But anyway, you know, they didn't have these kind of tools back then, and I can't get it to follow the line, so I'll try that. That's a good idea.
Go slow. You can't try to go fast using one of them little multi-tools. And they make different width blades. If you get a wider blade, you'll be a little bit more accurate.
Okay. Yeah, this is just the one that came with it. And, okay, well, a wider blade. I might just mosey on down here to Lowe's and see if I can find one. All right, so go ahead and pick it up there, Rusty, KB4CBA.
Hey, David, real quick.
Yeah.
Hand saw, is it?
Yeah. It's the kind you plug in. I don't know. I really don't know.
All right, well, make sure you get the brand of the saw before you go to buy a blade for it. There's some of them that will only use their own blades. You need to look for a blade that's called a universal. I'm assuming this is a multi-tool you're talking about. It vibrates back and forth real fast, very loud and noisy. But, yeah, you probably need one for that particular brand or one that's called Universal Fit. So, anyway, because there's one brand out there, I don't remember which one it is, that won't accept some of the other brands or some silly such thing.
Well, I just turned around. I just went past Rutherford Road where I turned, so I just turned around. I'll go home and see what brand it is. It's not like a brand name that I would recognize or I would remember it. So anyway, I don't know where she got it. She must have bought it online. She buys most everything online now.
Alrighty, I'll let you guys get back to it. I just heard you struggling with that saw can be a little bit tricky, but once you get the hang of it, so go ahead, carry on, Rusty. 57J Mobile.
Top, haven't talked to you in a while. You need a wider blade on that thing, Dave, and that'll help you, but he's right about that. I hadn't thought about that. They don't, not all of them will take all the blades, so, and everything. Somebody told me that once before about one. I don't have one, but I have used them, so. Oh, so I guess that's your next trip is to back to your house to find out what you got, huh?
I'm turning on the Rutherford Road as we speak. And Bob, good talk to you there. Thanks for the advice there. And heard you and talked to you on 2 meters and I don't know when. And talked to you on any frequency for that matter. I tell you. Well, I'm glad you told me that because I'd probably bought the one that wouldn't fit. or I've got the tool that requires a specific, you know, the specific brand blade. I'd be going back again. So that's usually my luck. But anyway, so what are you out doing, Rusty?
I'm over here at the grocery store. I had to go pick up a few items at Publix, and I'll notice on a few things I was short last night when I was doing some cooking. So back out here to the Publix, and I have arrived at the parking lot, and as soon as this car, which pulled through from the other side, decides where he's going to go. I see what it's got. There's a lady, young lady in front of him with a line of carts taking him in the store. And I'm here, Dave. Just be careful out there. Don't cut a finger off. And we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T73.
Time, and I just pulled in the garage. Have a good one, Rusty. Enjoy this beautiful day. Good to talk to you. W2T, KB4CBA, clear.
ND7J, mobile.
Bob, W4WOZ.
Is Bob spelled backwards and forward, ND7J, mobile. What's happening?
Doing well, Bob. I'm glad you're doing well also. I hadn't heard you in a while. Glad to hear you're okay there, my friend.
I'm in, I get on 2 meters really when I'm mobiling around here and there and everywhere. And I've been doing a little bit of HF, but the bands haven't been all that terrific, so I've been busy. Well, I planted another tower, so it's only 2 feet tall right now, but it's going to grow to 30 or 40 feet here in the next couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Well, the land was still working on the same equipment he's had for quite some time. Still J5RV and my ICOM 7410. So we're still listening. We listen to a lot of the nets and stuff on 80 meters a night, but haven't done any contests or anything there over.
Contest starting tonight. I might tinker with a little bit. Problem is, most of the countries that I need now are going to require de-expedition. So I've been trying to shore up the challenge points here, a little there. I need 7 more to get to 1,500. And been working a little 6 meters and 60 as well. I'm stacking three element 6 meter beams on this tower that I'm putting up right now, so that's my current project.
It must be nice to have the space to put up such an array. That, everybody is not blessed with a whole big fat yard like Bob has.
I got an acre now. I downsized about 2 years ago and sold some of the property in the back. So I've only got an acre, and I'm actually starting to run out of space. This is probably going to be my last. I know I won't be able to put any more towers up, and it's probably going to be my last antenna just because I'm running out of space. I guess I could probably, if I wanted to, be obnoxious with the neighbors, put one more up, but it would be very close to the front. So I'm probably, what I'm going to be doing now is just fine-tuning what I have and trying to improve them a little bit or maintain them and keep them working.
Well, it would be good to see you again if they ever have another ham fest somewhere. Hope you'll be around and we can check out your broke shoulder again. I think the last time I saw you, your shoulder was in a sling there over there.
Two and a half years of rotator cuff repairs and then finally a reverse shoulder replacement. But that's all pretty well healed up and everything seems to be working good. I had some eye surgery, cataracts, and then some other eye surgery done for this tearing problem that I have. Got that all squared away. Got a new set of glasses, new set of eyeballs, and I can actually see now. And I went yesterday and had a hearing test, and everything's A-OK. So, and I went to the dentist the other day and I got to be sedated when I go to the dentist, so they put me to sleep, and they did everything all at one time. And I needed a crown, so that got done. And so I guess I'm pretty good. Don't have to go back to the mechanic for another probably couple of years now.
Sounds like Bob got an overhaul. That's what we used to call that, is get everything fixed at one time, and you don't have to come back every other day. Roger.
You know, this going to the dentist and getting one thing done at a time, to me, is just non-productive. I'd rather do it all at once, write the whole day off, I don't care, you know, and get it all done. So that's what I did, and it worked out pretty well.
Roger. Well, it's good to hear you on, Bob, and I'm glad I got to speak to you. Glad things are going okay. We're all fine down here in Waz. I think since I talked to you again, I now have a little grandson who is maybe 6 months old, so, or close to it. So I've been enjoying that, and just wanted to talk to you for a minute and say hello. 73 is from the land of Waz, W4WOZ.
Always a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. Good to hear you. And next time I'm down in that area, I'll look you up and drop in, have a cup of coffee. Perfect timing, because I just pulled into Home Depot here, and I'll be heading inside here. Everybody that's listening, have a great day. ND7J Mobile, we got to be clear.
Radio check. Radio check.
Call fire.
Kilo Oscar 4, November X-ray.
4MFW Mobile. Yeah, you sounded good.
Much.
4MFW Mobile.
4 November X-ray.